Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 edition. In other news, and I found this to be very interesting, the Supreme Court arguing over Enbridge tunnel project. Now, this is going to be kind of interesting because the United States Supreme Court, unanimously held yesterday that Attorney General Dana Nessel's lawsuit challenging Line 5 should remain in state court, not federal court, as Enbridge Energy wanted. Unanimous? The decision from Justice Sonia Sotomayor doesn't settle the merits of the seven-year-old case, but it returns the fight to Ingham County Circuit Court. They heard the arguments back in February 24th, and came out with their ruling. Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said, setting aside the procedural decision, the fact remains that the safety of Line 5 is regulated exclusively by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. That is an agency within the U.S. Department of Transportation. PHMSA conducts annual inspections and reviews of Line 5's operations across the Straits of Mackinac and has consistently found the pipeline to be in compliance, identifying no safety issues that would warrant its shutdown. As the Supreme Court recognized in its decision today, a federal court has already concluded that the governor's efforts to shut down Line 5 were preempted by this federal regulatory scheme. In a statement, Nessel said the court's opinion makes it emphatically clear that her lawsuit belongs in state court, where the state has argued Line 5 does not have a legal right to the Straits' bottomlands. For far too long, following years of Enbridge delay tactics, the fear of a catastrophic spill from Line 5 has haunted our state, threatening to turn our most vital natural resource into a man-made disaster. I will continue to defend Michigan residents and our environment with every tool at our disposal to ensure our Great Lakes are safe for generations to come. The Ingham County case has been stayed until the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeal resolves Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Department of Natural Resources appeal, which was filed back in January. Well, in 2020, Governor Whitmer revoked the easement allowing for Line 5. And both she and Nessel filed separate lawsuits challenging the pipeline's operation. Whitmer eventually dismissed her lawsuit in favor of Nessel's. Enbridge moved Nessel's 2019 lawsuit to federal court on December 15, 2021. Then the Supreme Court held that the Canadian company waiting 887 days to change the venue would undermine Congress's manifest interest in resolving threshold questions early and conclusively. Sotomayor noted that under the rule, Enbridge favors, to the contrary, the possibility of a late removal would hang over the case, generating uncertainty and risking significant waste of resources in one form before a possible belated removal to another. The justice added that Enbridge cannot identify any sensible reason why Congress would have to adopt so many express equitable exceptions to the removal timeline, and that the lower court correctly held that Enbridge's notice of removal was untimely and that this action must be remanded to the Michigan State Court. A variety of groups have praised the decision, including Oil and Water Don't Mix, which called the decision a clear and pivotal win. Also, the National Wildlife Federation, which decried Enbridge's endless series of legal maneuvers aimed at delaying justice by running off the clock at Michigan taxpayers' expense. So, the case goes back to state court, Ingham County Circuit Court. So we'll see what happens there. We'll continue to follow this story. Now, another story that caught my eye, automatic license plate reader bills dominated the House Judiciary Committee. What is this? Well, advocates supporting regulation of the use of automatic license plate readers in Michigan yesterday touted the need for guardrails to prevent long-term surveillance in order to protect privacy. However, law enforcement opposes these two bills. House Bill 5492 and 5493. Law enforcement argued that the bill's limitation on data retention and access could actually hinder their investigative efforts. State Representative Doug Wozniak, Republican of Shelby Township, who sponsored 5492, said the stakeholders that are involved have varying opinions on how to go forward. This bill is going to need more work, I believe. The Tybart bills would actually create two new public acts: the Regulating Automatic License Plate Readers Act and Regulating Governmental Entities' Use of Automatic License Plate Readers Act. These would regulate automatic license plate readers by both private and governmental entities. They would also regulate the use of captured plate data and provide remedies and penalties for certain violations. Wozniak said his bill would call for data to be destroyed if no court order prohibits that action. And victims protected by restraining orders will receive additional safeguards to prevent their locations from being tracked. The information also would be exempt from public records. Wozniak went on to say, what we need to address going forward is the perception that the public has that our law enforcement personnel are the bad guys, that they're selling this information, or maybe they're even giving it away. These bills, or what we end up with eventually, will protect and put safeguards in place to make sure the information is protected. Well, Democrat Jimmy Wilson Jr. of Ypsilanti sponsored the other bill, House Bill 5493, highlighting the bipartisan support. He agreed with the Republican Wozniak statements, adding that these automatic license plate readers are in fact a useful tool for law enforcement. Rachel Richards, Michigan League for Public Policy, said there's at least 125 communities across the state that are already using them. And there is potential to tap into a countrywide network that would enable authorities to track across state lines. Law enforcement said technology captures an image of the alphanumeric characters on a license plate and queries that information in their database. If that information matches an ongoing investigation, law enforcement can then pursue the vehicle. The system, however, does not know who's driving the vehicle, where the vehicle is going, or where it's coming from. And it does not connect any driver's license database, according to law enforcement. Well, Gabriel Dressner of the American Civil Liberty Union of Michigan testified that the ALPRs, automatic license plate readers, capture everything. Not only the license plate, but bumper stickers, and even the contents of a motorist's truck bed. She said the technology effectively turns into a tracker, which can reveal sensitive information about who we are and what we do, as well as who we associate with. Dresner said community members are increasingly frustrated with license plate readers and how they're being used. Very interesting story. The bills are moving forward in the committee for additional public comment. We'll continue to follow the story. Final segment, hour number one, lot of bills, budget discussion going on in Lansing. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, looking at other bills, other things going on down in Lansing during this budget now passed in the House. Committee members agreed that 14 days seems to be too short, with one lawmaker suggesting 1 year be more appropriate. As Chair State Representative Sarah Leitner noted that Jackson County has a 30-day retention policy, talking about the retention of data that these license plate holders have the capability of storing. Ron Wiles, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, Dan Fannis, Deputy Director of the Michigan Sheriff's Association, both opposed the bill's language, specifically related to the 14-day retention and limitation on information sharing. ACLU's Legislative Director Kyle Zawicki said data retention policies vary across the country. New Hampshire has as little as 3 minutes compared to Oklahoma's 10 days, while Maine and Virginia each have 21 days. ACL's model determined actually a 48-hour retention policy was good. The Sheriff's Association said that's pretty restrictive for Michigan. So they settled on 14 days. Well, in other business, the same committee reported HB 5425, 5426 out of committee on a 7-0 vote. These bills would prohibit employment of a registered sex offender at a business that provides services to minors and would establish sentencing guidelines for the crime. Also reported out on a 7-3 vote, House Bill 5719. The bill would modify the prosecuting attorney's coordinating counsel by moving it from the Department of Treasury to the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. So they're moving a lot of legislation out of committee and will be voted on later this year. Another short story we're going to squeeze in. The amount of material Michigan is recycling is up a tick for the fifth year in a row to 26 8%. Department of Environmental Great Lakes and Energy gleefully announced yesterday on Earth Day. I didn't know it was Earth Day. Between 2024 and 2025, the amount of recycled material in Michigan increased by 800,000 tons. The increase included 60,000 tons of glass, 577,000 tons of paper, and 41,000 tons of plastic. That is a 1% increase over 2024 and a 3% increase over 2023. Eagle Director Phil Roos said state investment, community actions, communication, and collaboration are driving progress across Michigan's local recycling systems. Millions of Michiganders have greater access to recycling than ever before. More material than ever is being successfully reclaimed and repurposed in our growing circular economy. Ross attributed the increase in part to the funding and project support increase for recycling services, and in part to the department's award-winning advertising campaign featuring Recycling Raccoon Squad. Then they showed the commercial of a backyard barbecue. The announcement was made at the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Outdoor Adventure Center in Detroit and featured six recycling raccoon mascots. This program, My Healthy Climate Plan, put together by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, set a goal of increasing recycling rate to 30% by 2029. Well, right now, based on this report for last year, 2025, we're at 26%. So only 4% to go over the next couple of years. I totally support recycling. However, we don't do it up here in northern Michigan as much as we should. Right now, if you want to recycle anything in our Antrim County, you have to take it to recycling bins in Elk Rapids or Bel Air. We don't have a recycling bucket next to our trash pickup bins. Well, major lawsuit filed in the Republican governor's race. We're going to talk about that. Many more stories from Lansing today. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening.